Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Welcome to today's focus on defense technology and ethics. The US Department of Defense and military contractors have made headlines for their efforts to integrate artificial intelligence into weaponry, raising concerns about the autonomous use of lethal force. A recent report by Public Citizen has voiced alarm that such killer robots could operate beyond human control, potentially infringing international human rights laws. The critical question of accountability in the event of an AI system mistakenly targeting civilians adds a layer of complexity to AI warfare, with clear risks of opening an accountability gap where no one is held responsible. Despite these concerns, the Pentagon has issued a directive assuring compliance with ethical principles and legal standards in AI use within weaponry, but faced criticism for potential policy shortcomings, such as waiving reviews for autonomous weapon development in urgent military situations. These advancements raise stark geopolitical competition as military contractors continue to develop autonomous systems, including unmanned tanks and drones, while ethical debates around the use of AI in warfare linger. Critics argue that the dehumanization in war and decision to engage in conflicts are ultimately driven by human choices, not the technologies employed. With the military landscape shifting rapidly, the ethical discourse surrounding AI in conflict remains a vital, ongoing conversation.
NVIDIA, the AI chip-making giant, is currently embroiled in a legal battle accused of using copyrighted material to train its artificial intelligence platform NeMo. The lawsuit, filed by authors Brian Keene, Abdi Nazemian, and Stuart Onan, alleges their copyrighted works were unlawfully included in a dataset to develop NeMo's language models. This class action lawsuit, lodged in San Francisco federal court, seeks damages for U.S. copyright holders affected within the last 3 years. According to the authors, NVIDIA has acknowledged using the contentious dataset The Pile, which contained a collection called Books 3 for training purposes. NVIDIA's stock has soared by approximately 600% since late 2022, propelled by the high demand for AI chips, despite the current legal challenges. The NeMo Megatron models, hosted by Hugging Face, were listed until October 2023, when the dataset was removed following copyright infringement complaints. This case joins a series of lawsuits facing tech companies over alleged misuse of copyrighted content in AI model training, highlighting a growing legal confrontation in the AI industry. Bobby Kotick, former CEO of Activision Blizzard, has expressed interest in acquiring the social media giant TikTok amidst looming threats of a US ban or forced sale. Kotick, who led Activision for over 3 decades and departed amid controversy over allegations of sexual harassment and a toxic workplace culture, is reportedly exploring a partnership for the purchase with figures like OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. The potential sale of TikTok comes as US lawmakers fast-track the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, which mandates the app's divestiture or faces a ban. This development occurs as TikTok urges its American users to oppose the bill, fearing significant impacts on data privacy and national security due to its Chinese ownership. Meanwhile, integrating TikTok with OpenAI could lead to further data concerns, as it may provide a new dataset to train artificial intelligence models.
In the evolving AI sphere, Claude 3 is poised as a new contender, challenging GPT-4 on performance grounds, with multiple benchmarks suggesting its superior handling of tasks requiring the processing of vast quantities of information. Claude 3's advantage shines in maintaining extended conversations and tackling complex topics, as it processes up to 200,000 pieces of information, eclipsing ChatGPT's capacity. Though available through a platform offering certain free features, the most robust version of Claude 3, known as Opus, comes with a subscription fee, with European users potentially requiring a VPN due to regional restrictions. Yet, Claude 3 falls short on functionalities such as coding comprehension, image creation, voice interaction, and plugin support a shortfall when compared to ChatGPT. Claude 3 also limits persona modeling, a choice reflecting an emphasis on ethical AI deployment, preventing misuse and promoting safe, responsible interactions. Despite Claude 3's shortcomings in areas like simple math and persona modeling, its capabilities in image content interpretation and prompt engineering showcase its utility in sophisticated prompt-based tasks. With strengths and weaknesses in both models, Claude 3 and ChatGPT offer distinct advantages that cater to varied user requirements in content creation and complex discussions. Corporate America is facing scrutiny for implementing discrimination by algorithm, which could potentially limit job opportunities, among other things. An AI model named Gemini, when requested to produce images of white people, declined, citing potential reinforcement of harmful stereotypes, yet it generated pictures of historical inaccuracies without objection. This disparity highlights an unsettling trend where algorithms are designed to display a form of anti-bias that ironically incorporates actual bias, targeting outcomes that mimic quotas. The Equal Protection Project has previously revealed that platforms like LinkedIn use algorithms to adjust the diversity of job applicant pools, veering towards preferential treatment rather than equal access. Critics argue that the Biden administration's efforts to mandate bias-free algorithms under a progressive agenda ironically perpetuate a form of stealth quota. The concern is that such algorithms, under the guise of equity, may skew access to jobs, loans, housing, and education. This form of algorithmic discrimination remains largely unchallengeable as it operates covertly, raising alarms about privacy and fairness.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News podcast summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.